Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
First up this morning, the seconds and the minutes in this hour will be ticking loudly for Maria Steen as she seeks two more Oireachtas members to sign her papers to get her name on the ballot for the presidential election. So, will she be able to make it across the line and get those nomination papers into the returning officer at 11 a.m. for the 12 deadline? Well, Senator Aubrey McCarthy this morning announced he's backing her, saying he believes Maria Steen deserves the opportunity to make her case to voters, who he says then will have the right to decide. For more on this, I'm joined by Pather Tobin Aonthu, leader and TD for Meath West. Our reporter Barry Lenehan is with me here, though, first in the studio. So Barry, 18 is what Maria Steen has. What are the numbers looking like? Only two more to go.
Yes, it would appear with the clock ticking that Maria Steen may need to conjure magic akin to David Clifford in order to get the 20 Oireachtas names necessary at this point to get on the presidential ballot paper. Of course, the nominations window slamming shut at 12 o'clock, but effectively she needs to be at the Customs House for 11 o'clock. 18 names she has, but it's worth pointing out perhaps how the dial hasn't moved significantly for the barrister since we last spoke on Monday morning, Claire. That's when her camp and those around her were saying she had 18 names in the bag already. They were just waiting for Independent Ireland to officially declare and one or two others to publicly come out, but who had privately maybe offered assurances, perhaps like Senator Aubrey McCarthy had, he of course announcing this morning. So 18 she has, 20 the magic number. Looking at those perhaps still in play at this late stage, the former Attorney General, Minister for Justice Michael McDougherty, of course campaigned with Maria Steen voting no on those two referendums last year. He doesn't seem to be backing her. Gerard Crockwell not budging either, the senator for me, former member of the Defence Forces. He said he won't be supporting her. Tom Clonan, the senator, he said he can't support her on ideological and political grounds. Victor Boyhin, he's an independent senator based in Dunleary, formerly of the Progressive Democrats. Her camp thought he might be in play, but radio silence from him. And then look at the TDs. We saw Marion Harkin, of course, publicly declare yesterday. Might that have brought Ministers of State Sean Canny, Noel Grealish, Kevin Boxer-Moran into play? It seems none of those are budging for a variety of reasons. Michael Lowry, the other name, in 2011, he told David Norris that if Senator Norris had 19 signatures, he might become signator number 20. No word from Michael Lowry. So really, the road becoming ever more narrower now for Maria Steen, and reports as well this morning that those close to her have contacted the Cian Corlea's office. Rona Murphy, elected in her own right as an independent TD, to see if she might be able to sign the papers. But of course, she has a position on the Council of State. So the mountain looking ever more taller this morning for Maria Steen. The road that she's travelled perhaps since Monday morning, she's not travelled it sufficiently at this point to get on the ballot paper.
Okay, well, Pather Tobin, as I said, is with us as well. And Pather, I know you've been working with Maria Steen to get those numbers. Do you agree with Mary's assessment there, really, that it's close to impossible now to get two more at this stage?
Well, I agree with Barry in that I do think that Maria Steen is the David Clifford of this presidential election. I agree with them in relation to that. Maria is intelligent, she's articulate, and she has oodles of integrity.
But not enough. She doesn't have a nomination, though.
Well, I do think there's a groundswell of support in the general public in relation to Maria at the moment. I know that there are thousands of people phoning up TDs and senators' offices and sending emails at the moment. And people just want the chance to pick the president. And that's my message to TDs and senators in this 11th hour. Let the people pick the president. And, you know, there's a long history of Democrats standing up, giving their name and their signature for a nomination just to allow a democratic election. And the problem is, I think that in this election, there's definitely a democratic deficit. It's the narrowest field for a generation. And I really worry that we're going to have hundreds of thousands of people who are not going to engage in this campaign, who are not going to vote in this election because they feel that their voice is not represented in this campaign.
Well, that's the system. That's the system that we have. But I mean, you have now under 50 minutes to get this sorted out. Who do you think? Who are you focused on? Who can you get at this stage to sign?
Well, I think that, in fairness to Barry named out a number of TDs and senators, and many of them, you know, strangely enough, actually occupy similar ideological grounds to Maria, but for some reason have decided not to to sign.
Why do you think that is?
I'm not sure. I'm around in politics for a long period of time to know that there are often reasons. There are substrata. There are, you know, lots of other things going on in the background. But I do think that, you know, there's enough Democrats amongst those names for this election to really take flight, to really take, you know, grab the imagination of the people, and for that democratic deficit to be filled. And
can I ask you specifically, Pather, has Michael McDougall said no?
I haven't spoken to Michael McDougall in relation to it. I know I did ask him to get involved in the caucus, and that was the start of this process. At the time, he said he didn't think the caucus was a good idea. Mm-hmm. But since then, I think the conversations has been with Maria and her campaign in relation to this. But, you know, like, this is, I think what's happening in the last 24 hours is TDs and senators are realizing that the general public actually want this to happen, that they're starting to read the room.
But if that was happening, you'd have 20. You don't have 20, so it's not happening.
Well, first of all, we've got 18, and 18 is a significant number. And to be honest, at the very start of this process, nobody thought 18 was even possible. We've actually travelled a significant road. It's a massive achievement. Mm-hmm. This is a process that
nowhere
really
since
hasn't
Monday.
Happened before.
Barry says really you haven't made any progress since Monday, because the names that have been announced since then were already in the bag on Monday.
Well, we Aubrey has added to the momentum today.
But you had him, didn't you? You had him already.
Well, let's just look at who's come out in public. Yesterday we had 5 TDs who have publicly declared for Maria. Today we have another one. All we need is 2. And I'm just saying, you know, there are enough Democrats in Leinster House to let the people pick the president. And I think there'll be a frustration and an anger amongst people if they feel that they're denied to have a proper competition of ideas in this election process, a proper debate around where people stand. And I think, you know...
Well, Pather, the fact that you're here pleading for 2 elected members of the Oireachtas to sign, I mean, I take it from that you don't think it's going to happen between now and 11.
No, listen, I wouldn't be involved in politics unless I believe in what's possible. And I, you know, there's lots of projects that I've been involved in that people told me it's not possible. And then we worked at it, we got people around it, and we achieved it. And this is possible, and it would completely change the dynamic of this particular election.
Who's going to sign?
Well, first of all, you know, I can't read the minds of those.
I know,
TDs,
but you must be having intense conversations over the next 45 and a half minutes.
We'll be ringing all of those individuals again, and we have sent out messages to them today. But I would just say to people, like, you know, we all have to answer to, first of all, for ourselves, and we have to answer for the people we represent. And, you know, what is the net benefit to the democratic process by denying people a choice in relation to this? And what will people think of that blockage
but
of
people,
a candidate?
But Oireachtas members are entitled to make their own decision on this. And if they feel that they have a candidate that they support, well, that's entirely within their right.
No, there's no doubt that the Oireachtas members have the right to make a decision on this. But all I am doing is appealing to their democratic instincts here. And, you know, if we have a situation where Michael D. Higgins, for example, in terms of the 2011 election, he offered David Norris a signature in that particular campaign, even though he was a competitor in that particular campaign. The reason he did it, because he was a man of integrity, and he believes that actually having a choice on the ballot is an important aspect of an election. Like, the key issue
so
here...
Maybe Heather Humphreys and Catherine Connolly could sign the papers for her.
Well, you know, that's a possibility. I first of all, I think that actually if Maria got onto the ballot, there would be a significant chance that hundreds of thousands of more people will actually vote on that given day. And that would mean that there would actually be it could possibly mean that there would be a bigger pool of transfers open to individual candidates in that scenario. It could actually be beneficial for some of the incumbents in relation to that.
Would you appeal to Heather Humphreys and Catherine Connolly to sign Maria Steen's nomination papers in the next couple of minutes?
Well, I have actually sent out a message already to Catherine Connolly to see what she consider.
Did she come back to you?
She hasn't come back as of yet.
All right, Pather, listen, I'm going to let you go because I know you're going to be busy over the next little while and we'll be keeping up to date with all of this. Barry Lenehan is still with us here listening to all of that. What do you think?
Every door being knocked on by Deputy Tobin this morning, it appears, to try and get those names for Maria Steen. Remember, it had been suggested as well that some people within the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party might break ranks, if you will, and support Maria Steen, particularly given that a slew of councillors in Leitrim on Monday proposed her as a potential candidate. But talking to senior sources within Fianna Fáil this morning, they saying that they'd factored in some leakage at council level, but not expecting anyone to break file from the parliamentary party
but
level.
But listen, once we get to midday today, we will have our candidates, whether Maria Steen is in there or not. So what's that campaign going to look like then over the next couple of weeks?
That's it, Jess. At 12 o'clock, we will officially, after all the non-runners, after all the candidates of every hue and variety, from Michael Flatley to Joanna Donnelly, taking in Mairead McGuinness and so on as well along the way, we finally will have our final declared ballot paper at 12 noon today when all papers are lodged. The thing to watch out for over the next few weeks, of course, 24th of October, 30 days away yet, is that anything can happen in this presidential election campaign. Of course, Deputy Tobin referencing there, will people be interested, and some senior strategists worried about a low turnout, Clare. But look at what happened in the last two elections. Peter Casey was on 1% in opinion polls. Then he made remarks about the traveller community and he shot towards 18% and ended up coming back with 23% on the day of the election. All that happened in the space of 10 days, 2 weeks. In 2011, Sean Gallagher came from nowhere to lead the pack, 40%, and we all know what happened on that RTE frontline debate thereafter. So really, it's a cliche when talking about elections that campaigns matter, but in a presidential campaign, when the focus is on personalities and that focus is utterly intense, campaigns matter with a capital C.
Anything can happen. And later on this evening, Drive Time, we'll be hearing from all of those nominated candidates. We'll have rolling election coverage, of course, across the station here on RT Radio 1 as the campaign kicks off. Barry, thank you very much once again. Now, later on, we have an expert on childhood eczema joining us on the programme. And a lot of you are already sending questions in to 51551 for consultant Alan Irvine. You can still get in touch if you wish. Use that text number 51551 or WhatsApp us 0870 32 32 32. Next up, why people here are travelling in their droves to get weight loss medication in Northern Ireland.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.